Hi, my name is Carrie. Welcome to our Tidal Touch Pool. I'm an animal care specialist from Monterey Bay, California, just like these lovely animals. This exhibit represents the tide pools off the west coast of the United States with temperate waters dropping down to the mid-50s. Brr, that's cold. There are over a dozen species of invertebrates and vertebrates that call this touch pool their home. Anemones are not plants, but are actually animals closely related to sea jellies. They capture their prey using stinging cells on their tentacles called pneumatocysts. Thousands of pneumatocysts cover each tentacle and are used to stun prey when it touches the anemone's tentacle. When the prey has been subdued by the venom, it is brought into the anemone's mouth, which is also the hole surrounded by all the tentacles. Fun fact, the mouth is also their butt. Now the prickly rock-dwelling purple and red urchins are covered in spines made of calcite. These spines are connected to the shell called a test. Not the kind you take, but rather an equivalent of a skeleton to a vertebrate. Each spine can move independently and is used to protect the sea urchin from predators, such as sea otters. We also have some abalones that live along the rock walls. They are a type of snail or gastropod. They wait for the kelp to float by so they can reach out and grab it with their foot. They feed with a single tooth called a radula. These invertebrate animals can live to be about 30 years old. However, they are coveted for their shells and meat. Most abalone species are endangered in the wild. We have several animals here and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And we feed each one individually. They can get fish, shellfish, or algae. And it can take as long as 30 minutes to offer them all a little something.